Hello, this is Miriam Castilla, and this is an effectology tip. And today I'm wondering, have you hypnotized yourself to be poor? Stick around, we'll find out. Right, so I'm a hypnotherapist, and one of the first things I learned in my training is that we actually all hypnotize each other every single day. Coca-Cola, KFC, McDonald's know exactly how to hypnotize people into buying their food, right? They know the hypnotic effects of words, images, repetition, and people just zoning out in front of the TV, which, by the way, is when your unconscious is completely open. You're actually in a trance when you're watching TV, and that is why TV ads are so powerful. But we all hypnotize ourselves and each other every single day. Your parents hypnotized you when you were just a little kid, which again is when the unconscious is completely open. So the personality hasn't fully formed yet. And until about age 7, you're just open. There's no filter and everything goes in, which is why in my work with clients, when I do one-on-one work, we usually go back to things that were age 7 or earlier. If they take me to an event that they say is the first time that that limiting belief occurred for them and it was after age 7, I always dig deeper because it's most often, that it happened before age 7 when they were so susceptible to taking on messages without a filter, without a rational filter to go, that's not really what that means and I'm going to see it from a different perspective. They just take things at face value. You just took things at face value. So we all hypnotize each other. Our parents are really good at it when we're young. Now, you also hypnotize yourself every single day and you do it with your words. Words are extremely powerful. They're extremely hypnotic. And when you repeat the same word over and over again, that means that you start to believe it. And as you start to believe it, you repeat it more and more, which means that you believe it at an even deeper level. And because you know that what you believe at a deeper level is the truth, it means that the words that you are now speaking are your complete and utter truth. Now, what I just said doesn't make much sense, but it felt like it did, didn't it? Because I used hypnotic words. That is how powerful they are. So be aware of that. Be aware of your words and that they are hypnotizing you every single day. That when you speak to other people, you're actually hypnotizing yourself. Words are powerful. And 95 to 98% of everything we do every single day is completely unconscious. So when you hypnotize yourself, what you're actually doing is you're programming your unconscious, which runs your life. It's like you're programming the computer that runs the show. Now, you want to be careful with what you're programming it, right? So one thing you can practice is a simple pattern interrupt. You can basically just be aware, and when you find yourself saying things that you usually would that maybe are negative around money, like, oh God, not another parking fine, and oh my God, electricity just keeps getting more expensive, and all that stuff, train yourself with a little pattern interrupt. Train yourself to say something that interrupts that old pattern that's firing in your nervous system, because that on its own will actually weaken that old pattern, will weaken that old belief system, and will start helping you wiring a new belief system, a new pattern that serves you a whole lot better. What sort of pattern interrupt? Well, you can learn, you know, you can train yourself to go every time something that shouldn't comes out of your mouth, but people might think you're a little bit weird. So how about just something as simple as, lucky I've always got more money coming, or lucky I'm rich, or yeah, that's right, I can afford this because I always make twice as much as I spend, or just anything, anything at all that's a pattern interrupt that's out of the ordinary to what you would normally say. And that alone is powerful. Okay, I got a little bit ranty, but I think you know why, because this is important stuff, people. Now, if you're not quite sure where to begin on this journey to creating life on purpose, to getting in the driver's seat and really upgrading your life, no matter how good it already is, you know it can be better, then take my quiz. The link is in the description above. Jump on there and we'll find out what your next step from here is. I'll see you next time. Until then, stay happy. Bye.